You want to hear a great story? Here goes. 3 years ago, a friend of mine invited me to have dinner with him at this hot wings place here in the area. I went with him right after work and I was so excited. So I got into my car. I had my backpack with my laptop and my Apple iPad. I had just bought both of those for work and I was super excited because I'd got top of the line stuff. And that day I decided I did not want to bring it into the restaurant. So I left it in the car. I went to have dinner with him and it was a great conversation. About an hour later, I came out, I went to the car. And as I was putting my keys in the door, I saw some broken glass underneath my feet. And I was thinking, what's going on? Where is this from? I didn't even notice that one of the rear windows had been broken. Now I looked inside and I saw my backpack and I thought, okay, I'm good. Maybe they didn't even see it. So I grabbed the backpack, look inside, and lo and behold, they had taken both the laptop and the iPad, something that I had spent a lot of money on. If I had known the moment at which that thief was going to rob my car, I would have done everything possible to stay awake. And that's the theme of this week of Advent. You see it right in the center of the reading. Jesus is using this ordinary analogy that everyone can understand about a thief robbing. Probably all of us have had this experience of being robbed. And if you knew that moment, you would have done everything to avoid it. Now, Jesus uses these ordinary examples to speak about spiritual realities. What's the message for us? What does it mean to stay awake? No, it doesn't mean to go to Starbucks and get more coffee, although if you want to buy me a coffee, that would be awesome. It doesn't mean that. I think it means something deeper that is often not sufficiently talked about. To stay awake means that we need to be ready at the moment of our death, because that's the moment that either we give our souls to God or we give our souls to the thief that breaks in and steals and takes everything away. To stay awake means that at the moment, at the end of our life, we are in a state of grace and not in mortal sin. A soul that is awake is a soul that is in grace. A soul that's asleep is a soul that is in mortal sin. So it's an invitation for us to be ready and to be aware that we really don't know the moment that we're going to die. So we can't take it for granted. We have to make this our priority by going to confession weekly or monthly, or maybe for the first time if you haven't been in many years, and fighting that good fight where we fight off sin and especially mortal sin, because that's where we really open the door for Satan to come in and steal our souls. So my friends, this first week of Advent, Jesus wants us to be ready for the unexpected moment of our death, because we really don't know the day or the hour. We don't know. So we have to be ready at all times. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in next week's reflection for the second week of Advent.